I suppose you want a kiss.
Kissing would be nice, yes?
It's The Princess and the Frog.
Disney's newest musical romance opens in theaters nationwide on Friday. There is a lot of excitement over this movie for a couple reasons. It is the old-style animation. They said we got the last one during Home on the Range. Not true. We've got The Princess and the Frog now. And
no Pixar anywhere in sight.
No. This is also the first Disney movie to feature an African-American princess. And we're joined by the woman who gave voice to Princess Tiana, actress and singer Anika Noni Rose. Good morning.
Good morning.
You probably, like I did, have been waiting for a really long time to see a brown face in a princess gown from Disney. What was this like for you when they first asked you about this? And you know, the follow-up question to that is there's been a lot of talk about this is the first African-American princess, and she spends most of the movie as a frog. I have to say, as I watched the movie, I expected it to bother me, and it didn't. But I'm wondering, when you very first read the script, what was your reaction to that part of it?
I that wasn't something that popped into my mind as a problem.
And that never occurred to you?
It didn't really bother me because it was so, that's the twist on this story. And I think that when you're doing a Disney film, you could at any moment be a lamp. You know what I mean? Like you could be
that's a good
anything.
Good point. But
I think that the story is told in such a beautiful way, and it's very respectful. It's not like somebody decided, yes, we have the first black princess. We're going to make her an amphibian.
Right. But it's hard to be
Anika,
the first.
A lot of lamps were really happy when that first lamp was in Beauty and the Beast.
Look, I would have been a happy lamp. I would have been a happy cord on a lamp.
I wanted to be the candlestick.
It's hard to be the first anything, Anika. And you know that there's a lot of people who are really scrutinizing this movie in the way that, say, Beauty and the Beast was not scrutinized. And even though it may not have been a huge deal, maybe you didn't wait for the big, I mean, a lot of the young people.
Of course I was waiting for that.
I'm wondering what your mom's reaction was. Your mom and your grandmother's must have had a different reaction entirely.
Well, we didn't really talk about my reaction. We just talked about my reaction to the frog. My reaction to the actual thing happening was I was more than thrilled. I've been thrilled since somebody told me that I had this job, and it is beyond what my dream was. You know, my dream was always to be a Disney voice ever since I saw Fantasia, which wasn't even big on voices.
Right.
But I've been a Disney watcher for such a long time, and I've always loved Disney animation. So when this came up and somebody said, you have it, I literally went running down the street to the Disney offices and upstairs, and we had an impromptu party. And I'm just thrilled about the whole thing, and it's been a lovely, lovely process of creativity.
You know, I went to the theater, the Ziegfeld Theater in New York yesterday to watch the movie, which was great. I mean, it's a great film in and of itself, I have to say. It was really touching to me to see the entire movie theater filled with these little girls clutching their Princess Tiana dolls and mm-hmm. wearing their little princess gowns. I wonder what your response is to the idea of this princess phenomenon, the focus lately on these small princesses, and what's your thoughts about the princess as the role model?
Well, I think that Tiana is actually a pretty wonderful role model. I think that she's taken the idea of princess and expanded what we think of when we think of princess, because she is such an independent young woman. She is someone who, although she has this huge dream, she also has the ability to fix that dream in her mind, wish on the star, and then go ahead and with her own resources build her stairway to that star. And I think that is a wonderful thing for all children
to be able
to look at.
This is the first princess who can cook, and boy, can she cook.
She can.
She also, I found it. Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
I was going to say, I found it really great that, we go from Pinocchio, where there's the very wide-eyed innocence of them wishing on the star and waiting for the dreams to come through. In this movie, Tiana is reluctant to wish on the star. She does it with her, she has her feet firmly planted in the ground.
She does, but when you see her as a baby and she wishes on the star, she's wishing on the star with her entire heart. So when we see her again and she's wishing on the star, you know, this is somebody who has been working hard at creating their dream for a long time, and she's really somewhat of a realist. I think it's wonderful for her to have her feet planted on the ground but still be able to turn her face up to that light and access the little person that we saw on the balcony the last time. Because we all sort of, until society drums it out of us, live in that straddle where that little person is constantly trying to be seen or trying to have some airtime, and we learn to pack that person away and put it in our pockets.
The last question for you was about the city, the placement in New Orleans. And it was kind of lovely for me and moving in a way to see New Orleans colored in these rich reds and golds and browns and cool blues and greens. And I'm wondering what when you saw the film at last, when it was finished, and you with our national memory of New Orleans and Katrina, how did you feel about the portrayal of the city in the movie?
I thought it was beautiful. I think that New Orleans itself as a city lends itself to fairy tale. It naturally has amazing colors and structures, and the people in it are very distinct and varied. I think that it's a wonderful thing to be able to see New Orleans in fairy tale land, because what we've seen of New Orleans so often has been tinged with the history of Katrina, and I think that the people who live in New Orleans hopefully will be extraordinarily happy to see their city shown with joy and color and excitement, because a lot of amazing things have come from that city.
Anika Noni Rose is the voice of Princess Tiana in Disney's new Princess and the Frog. I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
I'm dreaming.
I love you, Evangeline.